Good evening. I'm Ben Thorpe, and this is your WCMU Evening News Roundup for this Monday, December 28th. A deadlock on the Michigan Supreme Court upholds a lower court decision that would allow taxpayer funds to support religious and other non-public schools. That's despite a voter-approved amendment to the state constitution that says public money can't go to non-public schools. But the decision says the ban does not apply to money to reimburse schools for the costs of state health and safety mandates. The decision was very close, 3-3, with just one justice abstaining due to conflict of interest. Peter Spadafore is with the Michigan Association of Superintendents and Administrators. He said the decision is disappointing to public school advocates.
Public dollars should remain in public classrooms. This ruling flies in the face of that intent. We are very disappointed, and we are currently seeking other legal remedies and options that may be available.
Spadafore said that includes seeking a rehearing and possibly a new ruling next year when there will be a new justice serving on the Supreme Court. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a bill that will temporarily ban water shutoffs in Michigan. Abigail Sansky has more.
The law bans providers from shutting off water because of unpaid bills and requires that water be restored in homes where it's been shut off through the end of March. Providers will now be required to notify customers why their water is being shut off and provide applications for programs that can make rates more affordable. The law also caps the fee for restoring water service at $150. The new law isn't expected to cost the Department of Health and Human Services anything, but it could mean a higher rate from a customer's local water utility. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.
Republican leaders in both chambers of the state legislature aren't planning on changing COVID-19 workplace protocols in the new year. Democratic State Senator Mallory McMurrow of Royal Oak says the legislature needs to adapt.
There are just so many people who are hanging on by a thread, and the fact that an outbreak of a virus could shut down the legislature from even meeting to respond to that is just, to me, a dereliction of duty.
11 state lawmakers and 37 legislative staffers tested positive for the coronavirus in 2020, and the Michigan House is being investigated for potentially violating COVID workplace rules. Remote testimony is only allowed in the state Senate. Lawmakers are required to be in person to participate in committee hearings and session. Michigan is struggling to bring back clean energy jobs. Lester Graham reports that sector has lost more than 22,000 jobs since the pandemic began.
The latest numbers from November show Michigan regained only 215 clean energy jobs. Greg Whetstone is CEO of the American Council on Renewable Energy. He says the entire sector across the country has taken a hit because of the pandemic.
Well, what's been happening nationally is reflected in Michigan. Unfortunately, maybe even a little worse. Michigan has regained less than 1% of the clean energy jobs lost due to COVID-19.
About 17% of the clean energy workforce in Michigan is still unemployed. Home energy efficiency makes up much of the job loss. People are hesitant to have workers in their house because of the risk of COVID-19. I'm Lester Graham.
Virus-weary Michiganders are heading outdoors. According to the State Department of Natural Resources, more than 545,000 hunters in Michigan had bought licenses through November 11th, nearly 10% more than at the same point in 2019. Fishing license sales are also on the rise as a means to escape from the pandemic. Patrick Center has the story.
We are down at the 6th Street Dam. I'm on my lunch break, actually, and I'm doing a little bit of steelhead fishing. I am Rob Bengel, floating some centerpin bobbers down the river looking for some steelhead and maybe some browns or lakes or anything. It makes you go a little stir-crazy when you're sitting at home working all the entire day, the entire week, for months on end, and there's no end in sight right now. I mean, there is a vaccine, but I'm assuming it won't be another 4 or 5 months until we can actually go back to work. So it's nice to get out in the sun, get a little bit of vitamin D, and relax a little bit. There's something a little bit meditative about running water and fishing in it and the serenity of it. We're lucky to have such a big river and such a good fishery right downtown, so it's nice to be able to take advantage of it. I've been an advocate for the outdoors since I've been born. My dad raised me that way, and so it's great to see people coming around a little bit more and seeing some additional interest in the sport. our state could use the funding, that's for sure. I mean, it's all permit sales, so it's great to see.
From the banks of the Grand River, near the Fish Ladder in downtown Grand Rapids, I'm Patrick Center.
Following a contentious election and its aftermath, where state and national Republicans challenged the result, a Joe Biden win, lawmakers were subject to violent threats. No charges have been filed as of yet, but Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says that's because investigating online threats takes time.
Threats are made electronically, and there are phone calls, they are emails, sometimes they are posts on social media. And so it's time consuming. It's very different than if a person literally, you know, if a person to person were to, you know, make whatever particular threat.
Last week, a Vermont woman was charged in federal court for making threats against a GOP member of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers. Michigan hospitals need more blood donations this holiday season. Dustin Dwyer has this report.
Blood donations usually dip during the holidays, according to Dom Kaiser, who's vice president at Versity in Michigan. The company collects blood donations across the Midwest, and Kaiser says donations declined this year more than usual because high schools have been online only for a number of weeks, and many businesses are closed.
We're limited on space for mobile blood drives to send the community. So we're looking for more opportunity there.
Kaiser says Versity has needed to bring in blood from other states to meet the demand in Michigan in recent months. I'm Dustin Dwyer.
And that was your WCMU Evening News Roundup for this Monday, December 28th. I'm Ben Thorpe. Thanks for listening. Have a good evening.